Joining me now is Todd Binsman. He is the author of the book Border Wars. He also has a brand new one coming out. We'll tell you about that. Take a look at this headline over at Natural News today. This sparked my call to Todd. Texas governor designates Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations, orders state law enforcement to take action. Here's another headline. Where did it go? Well, I did have it. Let's see. Go back. Here we go. Afghanistan next door. Mexico falls to a narco insurgency. And I believe this is written by a man that is formerly with the CIA, if I remember his bio line correctly. And I went and checked him out. So this is very interesting. Afghanistan next door. Mexico falls to narco insurgency. And thus, the governor of Texas designates Mexican cartels as a terrorist organization. Joining me to discuss this is Todd Binsman. Todd, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Always good to be here. Thanks.
So tell me tonight what your thoughts are on these two headlines.
Well, I have studied the governor of Texas's EO, executive order, somewhat. I've talked to some people about it, and I don't see a whole lot of deli meat in between the white bread there. That's designating cartels foreign terrorist organization is something that is a federal responsibility and brings to bear, it triggers federal powers, the kind of federal powers that are necessary to be able to combat a terrorist internationally, meaning you hit them where their financial networks are. You can disrupt their financial networks. You can prosecute people who aid and abet those foreign terrorist organizations. You can bomb them overseas, send Hellfire missiles their way. You can do a lot of, you bring to bear all of the tools of national power. And a state has none of those things. There are certain things that they do, but they do anyway to combat Mexican cartels on Texas territory. But those are normally criminal investigations. So I'm not really sure what the governor was aiming at here, but this isn't something of any substance, in my opinion.
Okay. Let's talk about the cartels. Is the government of Mexico pretty much controlled by the cartels?
Well, let's put it this way. The cartels are paramilitary organizations, and they're very powerful paramilitary organizations that the central Mexican government is unwilling, because they're unable, really, to militarily extinguish. So they just have to live with them. And what the cartels have been able to do in recent years is, if you've ever studied, they're online. You can see their videos and everything. They have, significant military grade armaments. They have 50 caliber belt fed machine guns, fully auto. They have shoulder fired rockets and missiles. They have, fully automatic, machine guns of every sort. So they have armored vehicles that are tanks, basically. And in the past, when the Mexican cartels have tangled with the central Mexican military, the central Mexican military has lost. The Marines, they lose battles, like pitched battles. So it's not at all a far stretch to be able to say that when a cartel wants to tell Mexico City to do something, they will do it if they can, especially if nobody sees them doing it. They already have significant control of territory all along the northern border with the United States. They totally control that territory. The central Mexican government does not at all in any way, or the state government. So the mass migration crisis that we see as, millions of people pouring over the border, 200,000 a month, well, those people are paying very significant fees individually, $2,500 to $9,000 a person for a very long time. That is billions of dollars going into cartel kitties. And what do you think they do with that money? They expand their military hardware. They buy weapons. They recruit fighters. They pay fighters. They become militarily more powerful. And so this mass migration crisis, I believe, has enabled these cartel paramilitaries to grow to such an extent that they probably have power, can project power beyond anything that they ever have before.
Aren't many of the politicians, local, federal, et cetera, scared to death of them?
Well, if you know anything about them, you would be. You know, these guys are over here on our side beheading people. They are machine gunning people to death. There is cartel violence on this side from Texas to Chicago and California to New York and Florida. And these are international organizations now. They're not just in Mexico. Some of these CDNG, some of the cartels are now in 50 different countries around the world. They are operating criminal enterprises all over the world. They are really not anything like your grandparents' cartels. Our grandparents' cartels, they are international enterprises, and they're violent and criminal and getting wealthier all the time.
Todd, what other warnings do you give us tonight?
Well, you know, one thing is that, you know, we are looking at incredible numbers every day. The people that are coming across, I've never really seen this many criminals of a certain kind coming across. I'm seeing, studying the ICE and CD or Border Patrol press releases about the kind of people that they're catching, and it's just odd that there are so many child molesters that they're catching down there. I don't know what it is, but people that are involved in sexual assault involving minors is just rampant. I can't even believe how many that they're catching, but there are probably well over a million gotaways, people that they didn't catch. And I don't know what the deal is with that. I mean, somebody needs to study that. I might volunteer to study what's going on with that. Lots of sexual assault, sexual violence perpetrators, people who were convicted in the U.S., not in Mexico, and served time.
And then sent back.
And then sent back, are now coming back over because the border's open. They can get in. And some of them are catching. We're catching some of them. And just from that sort of piece of data, you can get a glimpse of you know, what the other million must be that are coming through. And I'm just really disturbed by what I'm seeing in the press releases, which are public record. You can go look through them. I've been studying them lately, and it's I don't know what to make of that. But
how concerned are you that this is connected to sex trafficking? I mean, obviously, these kind of people are the kind of people that would be involved in sex trafficking. So how concerned are you it's tied to sex trafficking, the increase of sex trafficking? As the cartels clearly probably are involved in sex trafficking, not just drugs, correct?
Correct. Well, for one thing, men who are involved in getting caught with children are hardwired. So if they're not bringing them over, they're certainly, you know, customers that would support the industry of bringing them in and bringing them over. I think that that's just, I mean, it goes with, it's conventional wisdom. I mean, I would like to have data on it.
Okay, let me ask you this. How concerned are you? I know in Phoenix, I think Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the world, of America, I've heard. But how concerned are you we're going to see increases of Americans kidnapped off our streets because of this increase in cartel activity and people convicted of child molestation, child trafficking? How concerned are you for the average American teenager, young lady that goes to the mall, to the store, to the grocery store.
Well, that's the problem with this. That's the problem. We talk about terrorist crossing and we talk about MS-13, but nobody really wants to talk about these child molesters that are clearly coming back and coming back for more. And they're hardwired. They're going to commit crime. They can't stop themselves. And I just think that we're in for it. We're in for a long haul with this. Kidnappings, those are an interesting form of crime. A lot of people that are kidnapped are people that are involved in one of two things. They're going to be involved in the drug trade. They owe money. They're behind on their, you know, they didn't move the drugs or something like that. But also, they're going to be people who are trafficked and people who are being victimized. I know of cases, recent cases, where these child molesting guys have come in and, you know, there's this one case where the guy killed a 12-year-old girl's mother and then chained the 12-year-old to a bed. This was in Alabama. Mm. This case is out there. And for a week, you know, had at her and victimized her, brutalized her. And she managed to, you know, bite herself free through the rope using her braces to get through them and get away. And that's how we even know about this. And there are lots of cases like this. A 16-year-old was just found, an immigrant girl, 16-year-old girl, in a ditch here in Texas in Liberty County. We have a lot of that kind of really vicious, horrendous kind of crime happening. And I think a lot of it's being done by these guys that are coming back in from Mexico. They see that the border's open. But, you know, go take a look through the press releases. It's just incredibly disturbing.
Well, if you don't want to cover all of it, send some my way, because I would like to try to alert our audience for the need to be very, very vigilant. Because as you say, it sounds like it's making its way from Texas up to Alabama. So it's moving through the country, and fathers, grandfathers, uncles, parents, they need to protect both boys and girls, but certainly the young ladies. Well, but the boys are subject to this too.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a 14-year-old still at home, and I've raised a girl and another 19-year-old. And, you know, so I'm very aware of this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just like any dad.
Absolutely. Tell me the name of the new book and how people can support you and get educated at the same time. What's the name of the book again? Logan, I think we have a screenshot of the book if you want to put that up there. How can they make a pre-order?
That's right. So my new book is about this border crisis. It's called Overrun: How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. A very accurate headline that is descriptive of what the book is about. And the book won't be released for another couple of months, but it is available for pre-order. And I definitely appreciate any support. If you go to toddbensman.com, you'll find the website there, and there's an Amazon page. There's also a book for those of you who don't like Amazon called conservativebooks.com. You can find my book there and pre-order it. There, I put them both on my website, toddbensman.com, Amazon and Conservative Books.
toddbensman.com, toddbensman.com. You also find his articles over at cis.org, cis.org, the group he works with. And then again, you can find the links to purchase his book. Do a pre-order, maybe out in a couple months, but go ahead and do a pre-order to support what he's doing. toddbensman.com. Todd, as always, we appreciate your update, and we would like to see any reports and interview you about anything you do regarding these press releases with the spike in sex offenders coming over the border.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's a great data pool that, I mean, we're always wondering, who are these million gotaways?
Yes.
Well, a good way to tell who they are is by the ones that got caught, and you can extrapolate from there, and they're very good. CBP is very good at, you know, boasting of these apprehensions and putting them down, all the details about them. It's a great data source.
Well, really. We need to be aware. We've got to be aware of what's going on in this country. So we'll look forward to that report. Not look forward to it, but we do need that report. So keep us posted. Thank you for all the great work you're doing, Todd.
Right, and thank you for magnifying these issues. They need to
Absolutely.
Not enough people are doing it, not getting enough coverage down there.
Well, you're one of our favorites. You're doing great work. Thank you, Todd.
All right, thank you.
Todd Binsman checking in. Check out his website, toddbinsman.org. You can pre-order that book, toddbinsman.org.